How much did you see him in those days?
Well, when I had a date.
That's right, because you said you'd come into town. Okay, so tell me how that worked.
What?
Okay, you were at Oak Point.
My mother and father would go to a movie.
Uh-huh.
They loved movies. They had no television. They went to movies. So they would drive by and put me out at the 18th and Austin. And Madison and I would have a nice visit. And I saw him besides that, but I mean, I did have a nice visit with him.
What kinds of things would he ask a college girl about?
Huh?
What kinds of things would he talk to a college girl about?
I don't know. Just life. He thought I was a very immature person, which I was. And, I don't know.
What did he say to you?
You know what? I've never had trouble talking. And I don't think he ever had trouble talking either. And I don't know what we talked about, but I'm sure we kept it going. We had no problem.
And then your date would pick you up?
The date would pick me up, and then that'd be the last I'd see him that day. But then I'd come back the next day and have another date and see him again. Mm-hmm. Some of them he liked. Some of them, there was one boy that I dated he really didn't like. And Madison and my mother did not get along. You know, that happens in families. And he was so upset he even called a mother and suggested that she send me somewhere. But in those days, during the war, you don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So, but he was a very neat person, very brilliant. And I know when he wrote the book, Saronia, had the hardest time reading it because I had never read a book about reality. And it had a lot of things in it I didn't know about, and I thought, oh, I've got to read that book, because Madison's going to kill me if I don't. And so I'd pick it up and read it again, but it was a very earthy book, very realistic book. And one of that first type books of that type. And of course now everything you pick up, everything you look in the paper, every time you see anything. But in those days, that was not so.